We have a text line. And so in addition to calling and being on the radio, you can text us. And we have been inviting people to do that. If you have a question or comment, a traffic update, anything like that. And also, if you have questions for our guests. So they have been coming in for the last couple of days for you on our request line. And before we do anything else, let's talk about your state of the merged government address. I know when I contacted you the day after to get you on the air, you couldn't even talk.
Yeah.
You had it bad, son.
I had, what was it we used to call back home, Jack, the epizootic.
Epizootic, yeah, you had it bad. Are you better?
I'm better. Still hacking.
I heard you a little bit a minute ago. Well, I'm glad you're better. I'm glad you're here. And
That was kind of a challenge that day. I don't think I've ever had to give a speech where I
couldn't hardly
speak.
Yeah, right. Well, you did a good job. And
well, thanks.
Things are good. Things are not so good. We got pro and con here. Just to outline what you said that day.
Well, you know, what we talked about that day were the things that are going on well in the city, of course, and the challenges. And that's the case that's always. I discovered in a lifetime in business and a career in business, Jack, that you're going to have highs and you're going to have lows. And, you know, the real challenge in management, the real challenge in leadership is to navigate through all of that because we're never going to have – it's never going to be perfect. Mm-hmm. And part of the challenge in life is to move through those challenges and move through those difficulties. And so we've got lots of things underway today. We got lots of projects underway, actually, you know, beginning with a convention center – the Town Branch Commons, where we've raised almost $20 million from federal and state grants, that's going to be transformative, where we're going to bring a ribbon of the bluegrass through the center of the city and connect our two main trails, Legacy and the Town Branch. The Convention Center is a $200 million project. As you know, Center Point is now underway. There's a lot of work and activity underway there. So almost more than $1 billion worth of actual construction in our city today. The summit is underway on Nicholasville Road. Of course, that presents a lot of people immediately hear that and they hear traffic and congestion. That's a state highway. The state transportation department approved that and said that they can manage, you know, they can manage through the traffic that's going to be created there. But it's going to be an extraordinary mixed use development, residential, mixed use, commercial. Then we've got parks. All over Lexington, we've got work underway in our parks. More than $1 million been spent in Douglas Park. It's a 100th centennial, 100th anniversary this year of Douglas Park. And we've got consent decree. It's a $500 million project that's fixing our sewers. That's been underway now for several years. And I'm really proud that because we've been focused on the budget, for that project, we're saving more than $78 million. And this is what I've always said. You know, you can take good business practices and principles into government. That's what I've tried to do as mayor. Now, we've got some challenges, too. We know that in public safety, we've had an uptick in violence. And, of course, regrettably, that's something that's occurred across the whole country. And Lexington's not immune from it.
Yes.
But we're taking positive steps. We're taking positive steps. Some of those steps may not materialize, and you won't see the visible effects of these positive steps overnight. But we're initiating, for example, mentoring programs for our young people. More than 25 city employees have signed up.
That's a volunteer thing.
Volunteer thing. Mentors to our young people. And we're encouraging going out into our business community. Just this morning I was talking to a woman whose business, her husband and her business, they want to sign up to be mentors for young people. So, you know, these are interventions that occur that will make improvements, we believe, over time. But too many of our young kids are growing up in hopeless environments today. And that's where, you know, as much as we can as a community, we need to step in. Now, our police are doing extraordinary work.
They really are.
We have the highest number of police ever in our force today, more than 600. And I really commend Police Chief Mark Barnard. Mark is an extraordinary leader. He reaches out to the community in so many ways.
Mm-hmm.
And our police department is doing the same thing. You know, just example, just the other day, a woman came up to me and she said, Jim, you may not know about this, but your police are reaching out to encourage an better understanding of autistic kids and how they may need to be addressed when there may be an encounter with police, because they may not be able to communicate quite as well. And our police are working with these kids today. And that's just one small example of the way outreach in our community is occurring through our policing activities.
All right. You have any follow-up from last month before we get started?
We do have some follow-up from last month.
What you got?
A couple of, Don called in and he asked about spray grounds in our parks.
Yeah.
And I have some more information about that. Spray grounds will open this summer at Masterson Station and at Jacobson. And we'll be installing them in Douglas and Castlewood next year. Now, what these spray grounds are, you've seen it. You've seen them on the courthouse. If you're downtown and you see them in the courthouse, it's basically a fountain.
Right.
And the kids are able to, to have fun in that fountain. And surprisingly, a lot more kids are enjoying that than they are, for example, swimming pools.
Right.
So you've got a whole lot lower expense for the city and a higher return on the playground, really. And there's been a lot of folks have been asking about the new section of Newtown Extension. That's Oliver Lewis Way. It's going on between Main Street and Broadway, and it should be open in the fall. There's really good progress being made there, and that's designed to relieve some of the congestion on our Main Street and Vine Street in the downtown. So those projects are underway.
Well, this will come as no surprise to you, and I'm going to go ahead and open this can of worms, because you did make some comments that were somewhat controversial regarding refugees and immigrants. And the first thing I saw this morning was Jim Gray has repeatedly said Lexington is not a sanctuary city. He also says he will protect everyone in Lexington. Can't be both ways.
Well, I look back at my own family, Jack. My family moved here in the early 1800s, late 1700s. We are a nation of immigrants. And if it hadn't been for a family moving here from England and from Scotland, I wouldn't have had a chance as a family to grow a business, to become one of the really most recognized businesses in the construction industry in the country today. And we started small town roots, small town. I moved to Lexington. I had a chance to be the mayor of Lexington. When we look at our country and we look at our values and we look at the spirit of America, we know that many people have moved to America and made their lives in America and contributed to America. Albert Einstein's an example. So Lexington is not a sanctuary city. But we are not... Pardon?
I agree with that. In fact, I've gotten into it with listeners a number of times on that we are not. And the definition is when we intentionally ignore the laws and the people in charge of enforcing those laws are told, ignore the laws.
We follow federal immigration laws.
Yeah, yeah.
So the city of Lexington follows federal immigration laws. In fact, but our city and our police and municipal employees don't go so far as to inquire about an individual's immigration status when they're arrested, when some action is brought against them, when there's a suspicious activity. We don't use legal status as a factor in reporting a crime or providing assistance to the victim of a crime. Our police focus on the protection of all people equally, ensuring they have equal protection and services. Now, that's the way it is. Now, but Lexington is not a sanctuary city. It's not been identified as a sanctuary city.
All right, Mr. Mayor, let us go to the phones. And Sam has been on hold for a while. Sam, good morning. You're on with the mayor.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, Sam. How you doing?
All right. Mr. Gray, yesterday there was a Budget and Finance Committee meeting in the chambers. It was televised.
Okay.
It was not on the program schedule on your website. Now, I don't know who is the person that put this together, but 2017 is starting off just like the whole 12 months of 2016. full of mistakes, full of errors and omissions. And the other thing I would like to ask you about was 28 days ago, you were called and asked while you were on this program where to find the dockets and the packets on the website. You told me to leave my number, which I did, and someone would contact me from the city. No one has contacted me to tell me where to find that, because every time I look it up and search it, it comes back nothing found.
Well, Sam, hey, buddy, let's bet sometimes the best thing you can do is apologize, and if that didn't work out, then we'll try it again. If you give me your phone number, then we'll call you right back.
I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll get your phone number, okay? Here's one of our text messages. Hey, Jack wanted to ask the mayor, did he read that property on Squires Road was approved to develop a lot of homes and a school? Will there be any changes to the road out there, Squires Road?
That's part of the development plan, Jack. Whenever there's a new development like that, it's part of the development plan. Of course, it's what I've discovered, and you know this, and we all know this, is when it's a development that's adjacent to your own neighborhood, and a new one, there's always concerns and there's always distress about that, mm-hmm. because people are just concerned about. Very concerned, and it's legitimate, about traffic and about how to go about that. And what we're doing is, what we always do is make that a part of the development plan.
Here's another one that says, any plans to add lanes to the circle from Versailles to Alumni?
From Versailles to Alumni, yeah, that'd be part of the Metropolitan Development Plan, the MPO, mm-hmm. and examining that's a real challenge, but it's our planning commissioner just yesterday was talking about this, about this issue, and about how we're trying to look forward as much as 20 more years, and then working with state transportation on these issues. No question about, as a city grows, you're going to have traffic congestion, and you're going to have it growing too. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the real challenges. We want an economy that's growing, but we don't want the downsides of that, like traffic and congestion. So you got to work on it all the time. I believe in continuous improvement. That's one of the themes of my State of the City address this year, is just like a good business, you're going to work on continuous improvement. And that means problem solving. And this is one of the things that we are always working on getting our arms around. We can always do better. And that's why I appreciate input from our citizens on your show right here.
This is Earl. Good morning, Earl.
Good morning. Two questions. The Trinity Gay murder, it's been, almost 3 months now? We don't know what happened, what that shooting was all about. The police department will not talk to us. And it's not just here in Lexington. It's all over the state. It's just a big cover-up, trying to keep information sealed as long as you absolutely can. Why she was killed? I'll have a second question after this. Hello?
Yep, we're here, Earl.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Yeah.
Did he answer the question?
No.
We didn't get the question. You said that...
You want to know why Trinity Gay was killed?
You were making a comment, and...
All right, the Trinity Gay murder. It's been almost 3 months now. We don't know. The public does not know any more than what we knew the first week.
Well, Earl, that's because our justice system has a thing called due process, and I think you know that. And the police's first priority. The police's first priority. You want to let me finish? Police's first priority is the trial and bringing evidence to trial and getting a conviction. And that's exactly where cases like this are, and the reason that the police are not able to, by law, to make declarations, because due process.
It could screw up the whole trial.
Right, exactly.
All right, let's see. I want to get these in the order they're coming in, fast and furious. This is Gene. Good morning, Gene.
Good morning. Jack and Mayor.
Hey, Gene, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Good.
I need to know, is panhandling illegal in Lexington?
Panhandling?
Yeah.
It's actually not, is it?
There's a lot of issues associated with this, Gene. No, and yeah, it's troubling.
Well, we've got a lot of panhandlers around here in my area.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We are working on this. There are First Amendment rights that the courts have held. Whoa.
Well, she must be in the traffic or she's crossing the street there. Go ahead, Mr. Mayor.
Be careful, Gene. You there?
Yeah, you there, Gene?
Okay. Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Our law department's working on this, but there are First Amendment rights that allow for panhandlers basically to solicit. And but I can promise you that that's not something that is something that we want happening in our city, and I am about discouraging it.
Back with Lexington Mayor Jim Gray, 253-5959, touch star 590 from AT&T, toll free from anywhere, 1-877-777-0590. Email jackpatty at wvlkam.com. Mayor, this one came from our email. It said, when the mayor's on, could you ask him about the group of men selling Trump hate T-shirts with the F-bomb printed on them? Most recently, the Kansas game, 4 or 5 men aggressively threatening folks leaving the game, older folks, kids, and females particularly upset, located out of the door, outside the door, under the ped walk, across from the ice rink. Unlawful on so many levels, I would think.
Yeah, that sure does. Now, what I'll do on that is I'll alert the police to be on the watch for that.
Okay.
You know, we talked earlier, Jack, about our police and how I was, you know, there was this, the march that that was in Lexington a couple of a week ago Sunday. Mm-hmm. I had so many people come up to me and say that our police had adjusted to that to much higher numbers than were expected. They did it in such a respectful way, and they made those adjustments. They had to adjust the line of the march, the street closing, because there were so many people. But they did it in a respectful way. And this is something that I'm so proud of as a mayor. I'm so proud of our command system and our police and the education and the training that they're giving these recruits. We've got an outstanding police force in Lexington.
Here's an email from Bob that says, if the city wants to make more money on the golf courses, lower the green fees by $5 and extend senior rates to include the weekends and holidays. It's simple. So there you go.
Well, there's a good recommendation. We're taking into consideration. We're actually looking at a number of opportunities. We're trying different approaches. Vets are being given reduced rates, and across the board, we're doing what we can to make sure that our golf courses are a real attraction, a real amenity for our citizens.
This is John. Good morning, John. You're on with the mayor.
Thanks, Jake, for taking my call.
Sure.
Mr. Mayor, I got a quick comment and a question for you. In response to Earl a few callers ago, it's none of his business about Trinity Gay. If his daughter was shot and killed, I don't think he'd appreciate it. Some nosy stranger wanting to know the details of his daughter's death. So it's none of his business. And Mr. Mayor, I don't think anybody would think you're a jerk for telling him that. So I had to get that off my chest. My question, Mr. Mayor, is what's the status of the Center Point project? And I'll take your answer off here. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, buddy. Well, I'm pleased to report that, you know, there's been some real challenges with that project. It was announced at really the top of the last boom, right before the Great Recession. And so some real challenges with it. The good news is that the parking structure itself is underway, and concrete is being placed. Concrete is being poured. The first floor of the structure has already been placed, and there's some real progress being made. It looks like to me, observing it from the background that I've got in construction, that they're doing some very effective work down there. So The good news is it's underway. Now, I think that there's the above-ground structures, the above-grade structures, that is, the street level and above, a couple of hotels are planned, office buildings planned. Don't know the status of the those projects, except that the Courthouse Area Design Review Board has reviewed those projects and has approved the plans for the projects. And so my understanding is that that the efforts to the development efforts are underway. That means finding the tenants, getting the hotel franchise and the agreements there in place. All that's taking place today. Now, realize that there's a long history there, and sometimes we've been overly optimistic, perhaps. But the way it looks today, there's concrete going in the ground, and that's a good thing.
Yeah. Don, good morning. Hey, Don. Oh, Don, I think I might have lost Don. Let's go to Mike. Good morning, Mike.
I had a comment for the mayor. First of all, I think he's doing an incredible job for the city of Lexington. I think that he is doing wonderful things.
I appreciate
really
that, Don. Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate the fact that so much land is protected in Fayette County from development. But I have a question, and him being in the building industry probably knows a lot about this, but it seems like they're developing like over on off of Manowar near Higbee Mill, and they're down in the wetlands doing this developing, and they did a big development on Mason Headley and Tate's Creek that was down in the wetlands, and I thought that you were not allowed to develop in floodplains and wetlands without mitigating.
Well, you're right about that. Environmental assessments, of course, are a big part of that development planning process, and we're very rigorous about that, Don. I'll look into those specific locations that you're describing. But I would, sometimes you can be deceived about the impression of a development project underway or construction that's underway. It may be actually a mitigation effort that's underway that you're seeing. I don't want to prejudge that. I'll look into it, but I appreciate what you're saying. You know, we do have a remarkable rural landscape here, and it's the signature of our city. And so, and we have what's called our urban services boundary, which is the longest development. It's been in place longer than any other city in the country. In other words, we have a longer history with the development boundary. Now, there's pros and cons associated with it, but on balance, my view is that this has given us the focus on infill and redevelopment. And that's been healthy for the city. You know, we're getting a lot of projects, for example, the 21C that's took over the old Fayette National Bank building that literally could have been falling in on us today. We're restoring the old courthouse, which is a centerpiece of the city and reflects our history, you know, more than 100 years of our history. And projects like this get done because there's a sufficient pressure to utilize the resources and the land that we have today instead of expanding. So these are issues that are always going to be present, always going to be challenging for us in Fayette County, but they represent what's special and unique and unusual about the city and why people want to live here. And that's a very good thing.
Lexington Mayor Jim Gray with us, and we're communicating with him via just a call, which is the good old-fashioned way, or you can text 253-5959 or email jackpatty@wvlkam.com. So, Jim, I'm, as you see, juggling all three of those. Here's an email.
You're a juggler, Jack.
I'm a juggler. Mr. Gray, my car insurance has gone up over $100, no claims, perfect record. They say that so many are driving with no licenses that we have to cover them. Why don't we do what other states do and take any car on the road without a license? They buy insurance and after 1 month cancel. By then, they have licenses and drive on. We need to enforce this law.
Well, that sounds like a That sounds like a good idea, and that's one of the reasons that we listen in the, on this show. It is a state issue,
yeah,
and it's one that we don't have local jurisdiction over. But what I find, Jack, is that, you know, your audience is pretty representative of our people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I take a question like that, and I take it to heart, and we'll take a look at it.
Good.
So, thanks.
Karen, good morning. You're on with the mayor.
Good morning, Jack and Mayor Gray. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, Karen.
I wanted to make a comment about a previous caller was talking about in downtown Lexington outside of Rupp Arena, the people selling the shirts.
Yeah.
Okay. My brother and I came. We were leaving the Kansas game Saturday evening.
Yeah.
In that exact spot right where the Pedway is across from Triangle Park. And three gentlemen with those shirts came up, and they were very rude. They came up. They were using the F-bomb. They came very much next to me and said, and I'll sell you one of these, you sexy, expletive, white bee.
Mm.
Right in my personal space. I was not only very much offended,
okay,
I was very threatened. You know, downtown Lexington, we're trying to make it a great place, restaurants and everything. I won't go downtown anymore because I feel so threatened. And, yes, these men were Afro-American. I was extremely threatened. My brother could not believe. We just took off walking. But, mm-hmm, I mean, right up in my face.
Yeah.
And
Karen,
and
where
I
was
said,
this? Where was this again?
This was we came out of the Kansas game, UK,
yeah,
Kansas,
right,
game.
Right.
Right where he's talking, the previous caller, where the Pedway goes across,
yeah,
Maine, right across where Triangle Park, where it comes, where it actually makes the triangle.
Right.
And, I mean, I was extremely offended and extremely threatened, and that did happen. And I wanted to make a comment. I've been on hold for almost 20 minutes.
Well, Karen, thanks for saying.
And I did want to make that comment, yeah, and I don't go downtown anymore because I feel extremely threatened by the racism in our town.
Well, that's a regrettable, that's certainly regrettable and unfortunate incident that you've illustrated, and we'll work to get to the bottom of it. That's not what we want in our downtown, that's for sure. We want a welcoming environment, and you know, unfortunately, there's a lot of tension in the country today, and we're not immune from it. But nevertheless, you know, we can't just shrug our shoulders and say that's it. You know, we got to bring in where it's appropriate. Law enforcement, we got to bring in policing activities where it's appropriate. Now, that's one of the reasons that we today have we have 50 more officers, cops on the street today than did 6 years ago when I became mayor. And we've got what I consider to be a remarkable police force. That's not going to take care of all the problems, as you know. And that's why we're working on other initiatives in our city. But that's not acceptable, what you just described.
And probably one more call. This is Lynn. Good morning, Lynn. You're on the air with the mayor.
Hello, Lynn.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
And I just switched from Bluetooth. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
go ahead.
We can hear you, Lynn.
Hello, Lynn. I think we lost her. Okay, let's go back to another source here. This is our new
text
line, 253-5959, where you can text. Mayor Gray, is there a way to convince the state to lower the speed limit to 25 miles per hour on Euclid Avenue, especially by Kroger? Crosswalks are needed there, too. It's always a traffic jam by Kroger and not safe for pedestrians or bicyclists.
One of the challenges of success, I guess. You know, that store has been such a remarkable success.
Oh, yeah.
The Kroger store has been. And it's supposed to be one of the best producing ones in the country.
Is it?
Yeah. And I was there a couple of times myself last week, and I saw exactly what this caller's talking about. Yeah. And we've been talking, actually, our traffic engineers have been looking at this issue, and that just allows me to double down on it. So thanks for that call. Thanks for that. Was that a text message?
That was a text. And here's another one. Can the bridge be fixed at Old Frankfort Pike at New Circle? It's awful.
Working on that.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll talk to district state engineers on that. That's a state highway, but that one needs some work. You know, that's one of the things that I've learned about this job Jack, is that there's always work on the highways. If we're doing our job, we're always got some new work going on.
We still have, this is another text, we still have regular gunshots in late night East End, probably drug dealers. Why no policing this?
Yeah, police are actually stepping up patrols in these areas.
Good.
Yes, right.
We've had an awful lot.
And we're working on all these issues with our violence task force.
Here's another that says, I agree the LFUCG web pages are not friendly, especially the web page to pay your garbage bill. You have to pull out all your info each time. You have to put your account number in each time. But being payless, you don't have to, your account number needs to be friendlier.
Well, that's good advice. We're working on that. We have a new website, actually. But that doesn't mean that it's static. It means that we're continuously working on improvement.
Sure.
So getting feedback like this is valuable for us, and I appreciate that.
We appreciate you, Mr. Mayor.
Well, thank you, Jack.
As I've said time and time again, you don't have to do this, but you do it anyway, and I appreciate it.
I think it's part of the job description now.
I think maybe it is.
You know, it's like exactly
you've set
right
the precedent.
There. It's like Jack Patty Show once per month.
I always say
genuinely that this is where we get feedback. Sometimes it's not as comfortable, but it's a big deal that we get feedback from our citizens. Thanks, Jack.